David Shapiro joins us, as always, to kick off Rational Radio today. And, Dave, there's a whole lot of interesting stuff we're going to be talking about. Exponent, we'll touch on that in a moment. But I guess the big news today for South African investors is that the split between Investec and its asset management division, or what's now going to be called 91, is going ahead. Well, I suppose timing-wise, they certainly could have come to the market a lot earlier, because if you look at the direct competitor Coronation Fund managers, that's down by more than half since 2015. So it isn't exactly well timed.
No. If you look at Investec per se, if you go back 4 to 5 years, it's a company or a share price. I'm going to talk about the share price rather than the business that hasn't really delivered over 4 to 5 years. I think that kind of lost their way. And I would imagine that once Stephen Kosoff and Bernard Cantor left and the whole old team left, there was going to be a new wave of management in. And I think they both wanted to exert their own personalities. And I think Hendrik, from a long time, Hendrik de Toy, who's now going to run 91, I think for a long time wanted to go along and believes that he's been the force behind whatever profits there have been earned at Investec. You know, and if you looked at the paycheck, he was the person who got the biggest pay. And I promise you, neither Bernard nor Stephen are actually starving. You know, they both earn a lot of money.
That's Bernard Cantor and Stephen Kosoff are old friends of ours, David.
Yeah.
But I guess they did build an incredible business.
Yeah. I know. And don't take anything away. I think the 90s and the early 2000s was their prime. And I think after that, banking changed, South Africa changed, and it became a much more difficult environment in which to operate. Now, even if you look at them now, once they break up, and this is my worry, is that they become too smaller companies. You know, they haven't got the critical mass that you really need to take on some of the big names in banking. A lot of direction is changing there, Alec, as well. Fintech is becoming a new buzzword. In other words, you need to look across the desk to meet the chap who's actually managing your financial affairs. Everything is done by internet. It's done on a cell phone. It's done on a smartphone. So things have changed rapidly.
But when you look at 91, in other words, the company that Hendrik de Toy is going to be running, if they'd listed 5 years ago, they would have got at least double the rate that they're going to get today. Is it too late, though? Has that world changed so radically that with the move towards passive funds that they might not be as successful into the future as one might hope?
I would say yes, and I don't mean it against management. I just think that things have changed, and this is probably a move that they should have done a long time ago. Markets have moved dramatically, or the way that people approach markets have moved dramatically over the last 5 years, and there's a lot more competition. And the reason that there's a lot more competition is that largely attributable to fintech. You know, you don't need bricks and mortars, buildings, in other words, or people across the desk to actually attract investment. And we've seen that in so many parts of business. The good old fast-moving consumers have seen it, and I think every industry has been disrupted, including our industry. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why that doesn't take away anything from Hendrik and his team or Investec, but the landscape has changed.
Moving on to the State of the Nation address, which I guess quite a few people were impressed by, others not so much, but something that did come out there was cannabis and the way that the government is now embracing the cannabis story. And who should come out with an announcement immediately afterwards than Brian van Rooyen, the former president of South African Rugby Football Union, the man behind Labatt, which has been a stock that has underperformed for many, many years. And he says, hang on a minute, this is where I'm positioning myself for the future. Is it worth a punt?
Probably. Probably. It's going to be a growth area within South Africa. You know, we've been growing cannabis certainly in areas like Durban and other places of the country for many, many years. So, and I believe the quality here is pretty, you know, pretty good. So,
you believe. think,
you know, I'm a non-smoker, and regardless of anything, but you know, it is a big story, and of course, one's going to focus not only on the leisure side, but it's the medical side that seems to be the area that everybody's exploiting or exploring. And I'm sure it's an industry that we can work on, you know, pretty well. So if Brian's going to be there, good luck to him. It's a big theme, Alec. Don't underestimate it. You know, and I like to look at themes, you know, together with plant food. There's so many themes that are emerging. And cannabis is certainly at the forefront.
The property sector. I've been talking to various people about this, and the last I heard, and it's just anecdotal, was that the vacancy rates are now going into double figures on some of these properties. I then had a look. I pulled out some of the share prices, and Redefine has halved in the last 2 years. Growth Point, the blue chip, is down from 30 rand to 20 rand over that period. Is it a sector that it used to be in the old days, you put your money into property, never worried about it, you would be getting your dividends and capital growth, but are these REITs or real estate investment trusts still a place to be considering?
I've always admired management. I think we've had very good management, but you can't ignore the economy. And things are getting worse in the economy and getting worse for the property sector. By worse, I mean, you know, in the retail sector, consumers are under pressure, businesses are under pressure. And therefore, comes the renegotiation of a lease, you're going to negotiate for certainly lower rental. So I think the trend is going to point downwards. I'm very careful of the sector, having done very well for clients and still returning good yields. But I think things are going to be a bit tighter. If you looked at resilience numbers on Friday, they're acceptable for where they've come from. But even here's a company that's been under, you know, if you bought the shares recently, you've been under severe pressure. And I think that that applies to Growth Point, it applies to Hyprop, and all the bigger ones. So the ones that seem to be surviving are those who have invested offshore, or gone into Eastern Europe, or gone into Spain. But, Alec, I think you don't have to rush. You know what I mean? If you're getting 8 or 9% or you're able to get some very good deal yields in bonds or even in cash, just wait to see how this all pans out before rushing in. So I'm with you in just being cautious.
And I asked you when we kicked off Exponent. Well, we are going to be talking to Magnus Haystick, who's been warning about this company for some time, and later in the program to Dave van Niekerk, who's been involved in a, he tells me, a tangential way, not directly. They put out a SENS announcement last week to say they're not going to be paying, they're defaulting on that.
Look, you can default on a preference dividend.
But what it means is that, I mean, you haven't got money. You're not technically bankrupt. But what happens is that as time goes by, you will have to pay a rare preference dividend before you ever pay an equity dividend. It's a sign of trouble.
That was David Shapiro. We'll be catching up with him again same time.